The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm going to talk to Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Breaking news, tell me.
Yeah, Anne O'Leary, who's been the CEO of Vodafone Ireland for the last 14 years, has just in the last few minutes been appointed to a new role within Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook. So the new title, and I'm going to have to take a breath before I say it. So it's the EMEA Vice President of Global Business Group Mid-Market Sales. So it's a bit of a mouthful and it's a bit of a departure for Anne O'Leary. People will know Anne as she's been a very outspoken CEO. She set the standard in terms of flexible working pre-pandemic. She introduced policies on the likes of, you know, supports and leave for staff members impacted by domestic violence. A whole host of family-friendly work policies, was very much one of the most high-profile CEOs that we had in the country. And it now looks as though she is taking up this new role in September. So it's an interesting move for Anne O'Leary. It'll be interesting to see who takes up the mantle at Vodafone Ireland now as well.
Will she bring the same family-friendly policies to the new job?
Indeed.
And let's hope that those family-friendly policies continue at Vodafone. I mean, Anne said to me one time, they knew they couldn't compete on everything with the big boys down in Silicon Docks, but they could make it a very good place to work.
Yeah, and any report that I've done over the last number of years, and again, this is before the pandemic, this is regardless of the pandemic, Vodafone had been leading the way. They have policies where I think there's no meetings before 10 o'clock in the morning and there's no meeting after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which, you know, makes a whole lot of sense. And they don't just focus on, you know, maternity leave, it's equal parental leave and ensuring that everybody kind of brings their full self to work. So she has set the standard for whoever takes up that new role, and it'll be interesting to see what she brings to the new role at Meta as well.
All right, well, let's move on to today's business, the Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yeah, this is one of my most favourite devices of the year. So people may be familiar with the Nintendo Switch. It's been around for a few years now. This is Nintendo's handheld console. The initial version, the first version that came out, it's called the Switch because you can switch between a handheld version or you could put it into a dock and it connects to the TV. On the side of the console are what's called Joy-Cons, the controllers that you can remove, and that's how you played with it. It was incredibly popular. And so they brought out new versions. And the version that we're talking about today is the Lite. So this is the most basic version. It's the most travel-friendly version and it's the one that I have been using non-stop ever since I got my little paws on it in January of this year. So it's €240. It has a 5.5-inch screen, which is a beautiful display. It's fully touch and all the rest. And the key difference between the Lite and the other versions that exist is that there's no Joy-Cons, so the controllers don't come off. So if you're looking for a console that can switch from a handheld to being plugged into your TV, this is not the one for you. Yeah. This is very much aimed at those who want to play on the go.
Okay, and you would recommend it, having spent 180 hours on it?
You're not supposed to say that bit. My mother's going to be listening. But yes, I have wasted months of my life so far. The one thing to note is that the battery isn't quite as stellar as the other Nintendo, the Nintendo OLED, which is the high-end one. You're getting between 3 and 7 hours, but it's ideal. Other thing to note is if you want to play games that are that require the Joy-Cons to be detached, again, you'll need to buy separate Joy-Cons. But for games like Animal Crossing, for Zelda, any of those big ones, I would highly recommend it. For £240, it's one of the most affordable consoles out there.
And fully charged, it'll get you across the Atlantic.
Exactly. That's all I care about.
All right. Now, the question's coming in. Please ask Jess, what's the best tablet stroke stylus for taking notes by hand and then converting to text for file storage and printing out?
It depends on what you're using the stylus. The best one out there, right, is if you get the Apple Pencil and if you're using it on an iPad device. In terms of handwriting recognition and conversion and so on, it is second to none. If you're utilising another stylus with another device, it'll depend on a few different factors, such as the stylus, the software and so on. So if you're going to be doing a lot of this sort of work, I would look at getting an iPad and just using it that way.
This one from Anne. Can you ask Jess to recommend a very durable, hard-wearing, physically unbreakable Android phone? I have a 3-year-old who uses my phone a lot and it's now very battered and very grubby. I know it's a tall order. That's from Anne.
It is a tall order, but believe it or not, I think I might have a solution for you. There is a Nokia phone that we recommended recently on Tech Bytes, which is our YouTube series on News Talk. And it is the Nokia XOR20. That's the one there now. And this uses it has military grade casing on it. So not only is the glass on the front completely unbreakable, it is waterproof, it is damage proof, it is dust proof. So it's the Nokia XOR20.
How big is it?
It's,
I mean, is
standard.
It clunky? Because, you
no,
know,
no, 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 no.
When they're so protected, often they're clunky.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not an ugly looking phone. It's not a big, cumbersome phone in any way, shape or form. It's a little bit heavier than your standard smartphone. But in terms of screen size and all the rest, if memory serves, it's a 6-inch screen and it's just in a bit of a chunkier body. But it looks like a beautiful phone as well. So you can go head over to YouTube now, search for News Talk, and you'll find our review of the Nokia XOR20.
One of the camera lenses on my iPhone has been smashed. Is there a fix for something like this?
Yeah, you need to go to one of the certified Apple retailers and they should be able to repair the lens for you. It could be quite costly is the only issue. I know quite a few people who have one of the lenses that have been damaged and they can either use, you know, the zoom camera, the zoom lens or the other lens. But get on to somewhere, whether that is the Select Stores, formerly known as CompuB. You can get on to the Love Tech guys at Harvey Norman. But make sure it's a certified Apple retailer because you don't want just anybody going at it.
This one is, I'm sure there are many answers to it. Is there a printer that I can print stuff from my iPhone?
Yeah, this is a question that we get in many different guises every single week. And the thing to note is that it's almost difficult to get a printer now that won't enable you to print wirelessly. They have made it so easy. The printer that I have and I recommend is the HP Envy 6020. This is a very affordable, very compact printer. All you do is you download the HP printing app onto your phone or your iPad or your whatever it is that you're trying to print from, and they will talk to each other and do all the heavy lifting for you.
Okay. This one, is there an app for all the IDs I now have? Vaccination card, bank cards and so on?
So you can put certain ones into the Apple Wallet. You can just create a folder, depending on whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone. You can create a folder within downloads on your device. So if you go to, there's a little symbol, a folder symbol on every single phone called Documents or Downloads, depending on the phone that you have. And you can create a subfolder within that to store all the bits and pieces. The frustration is Apple Wallet, so the one that's on iPhone, for example, it won't let you just upload random documents. I think there are other wallet type apps, but I haven't found a perfect one that sort of homes everything.
Can you start up a saved game on a different switch? That's from Shane.
Okay, this is it's a bit of a cumbersome process. Depending on the game that you're playing, you can go into the game store within your device and download the transfer tool for that particular game. So you should be able to port it across, but there's a bit of a process. It's like moving from one phone to the other.
It's not like Netflix on Flix on two different devices.
No.
Where you can just pick up the episode where you left off.
No, it's not a pick up and play thing. And the other thing to be mindful of as well is if it's a cartridge game, you'll need to bring the cartridge across. Just buying it once isn't good enough. You have to move it with you each time.
Just change banks. I want to go online. Please ask Jess which Chromebook she would suggest for that purpose.
To do banking online, like Annie and all of them are very, very good. Chromebooks in particular are designed to just keep your online activity very straightforward, very streamlined. Asus is the brand that I pretty much always recommend when it comes to this. They all have very cumbersome names, but an 11-inch Chromebook, for example, I've just looked here online, you can get it for around €260, and that's for an 11-inch device with 4 gigs of RAM. So that would absolutely do the job there.
An unusual one. I have a Walkman that I've used since my teenage years. It's broken.
Oh, no.
Does anyone fix things anymore? That's from Mick.
You could get on, like the guys here Back from the Future, they've shops right around Dublin. They do all kinds of everything. So I would imagine you could get onto them and they would probably give it a go. But I don't know is the honest answer.
This one, can you recommend a text and call phone only for our 12-year-old? No internet access. Also, is there an Android that you can block the internet on until we feel she's mature enough to use it?
So the first point, the Nokia 3310, I know people probably laugh, but there's a new version of that. It's a button-based phone and it absolutely does the job. In terms of an Android that you can block the internet, you can, I've mentioned it before, but on any Android device, you can create what's called Google Family Link. And I'd highly recommend every parent does this. And that enables you, the parent, to put controls in place as to what your child does on the device. I haven't tried it myself in terms of locking all access to the internet down, but I would imagine that you can. You can put blockers on the App Store and so on. So that could absolutely be worth checking out.
And that's all we have time for. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.